Yeah, we've been together for a long time.
About 6 or 7 years.
Uh-huh. Probably been about that long that we've been writing music together. I just turned 21 last Friday. I come from a musical family. You know, my dad always taught all of us kids guitar, and we all sang together. And Ben's from a very musical family, too. So I guess just always, I mean, this is what I love, is writing music and singing and playing music.
At the tender age of just 21, Amy Lee has found herself in the curious position of being a role model for girls who are barely younger than she is, if at all. It's an odd situation, and one that's been thrust upon her rather than sought out. But if anyone knows how to handle it, it's Amy. Level-headed and strong-willed, she's determined that if girls are going to look up to her, then she's going to be a positive, even feminist icon. Her own heroines are the likes of Shirley Manson of Garbage and Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, rather than Britney Spears and her kind. Strong, intelligent women who know what they want and refuse to compromise their integrity. "I respect myself, I always have," Amy told MTV. "I don't think there's any reason for some of the stuff that women celebrities do. It's a real shame, and it offends me because you're representing me. We're all women, we're in this together." She goes on to say how disappointed she is when almost every female entertainer eventually resorts to selling her body. "Every time a cool rock chick or actress seems to respect themselves as a strong woman, I'm like, yeah, and I love them, and they're my girls. And then they start to go downhill, and people aren't paying attention anymore. So they start stripping their clothes off, because that's all they have left. I swear to everything I've ever known, I will never do that." Amy was always encouraged to believe in herself and her abilities from day one. Her father, John, once attempted to make it as a musician himself before becoming a well-known radio personality around Little Rock. He continually gave her advice and told her to stick with it. Amy still recalls that the most useful thing anyone told her about the business came from her father. He said, "Don't forget that at the end of the day, it's all about the music, and make sure you enjoy it while it's happening. None of the other stuff really matters." Family and friends are important to Amy. Much has been made of the song she wrote for them called "You," which has appeared on several Evanescence fan websites. But the song was a personal, private recording by Amy for her family, which is completely separate from her work with Evanescence. Her unique mix of independence, self-reliance, and family loyalty can partly be attributed to losing her 3-year-old sister when she herself was just 6. As a child, Amy was a self-confessed drama queen who used to pretend to be dead in order to attract attention. She would try to get her mother to call the police and then burst into tears when she didn't. A natural artist who spends her free time painting and writing, Amy also designs her own clothes, such as the corset she wears in the video for Going Under, which cost her £2,500 to have made. Her inspiration comes equally from the worlds of heavy rock and Victoriana fantasy, and she likes to mix the two, incorporating leather, metal and chains with lacy material and old-fashioned design. At one concert, she came on stage dressed as a fairy, just because people had told her that she couldn't. Amy loves Missy Elliott, Eminem, Michael Jackson, Enya, Janis Joplin and Mozart, whose Requiem is her favourite piece of music ever. A classically trained pianist and a member of the school choir who twice reached all-state status, Amy was nevertheless glad to leave Little Rock and move to Los Angeles. "I'm so much more comfortable in California," she says. "Little Rock is such a small town, and everybody talks about you, especially if you're different. We definitely faced a lot of prejudice and judgment from people there, but here it isn't like that because everybody looks different." Nevertheless, Amy has found it easy to resist the temptations of drink and drugs that are part of the freewheeling Los Angeles scene. She was never really into partying and dancing in clubs, preferring to spend time on her own, working on her art. Such are the contradictions and the strength of character at the heart of Amy Lee.